If you think social media has made it hard to navigate the playing field as a 21st century Christian parent, well, we would all do well to consider the challenges involved in being a 21st century Christian teenager. Nonetheless, as children of God and as parents of children of God, we all have to remember that irrespective of the culture we live in and the challenges we face with social media and the internet in general, the ultimate reality is that God has ordained us with a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify Him. To turn a blind eye to the challenges, the sins, and the dangers that we and our kids face in today's social media is to bring dishonor to the King of Kings. A Social Media Wake-Up Call, Part 2, that's coming up next, here on Licensed to Parent. Well, hello and welcome once again to Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long residential program for teens in crisis. Our host on Licensed to Parent is the founder and the director of Shepherd's Hill, Trace Embry. I'm Rich Rosel, and Trace, today we have part two of a conversation we began last time, dealing with the digital malt shop, I'll call it. By that, I mean social media. In all reality, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of these are becoming the new malt shop. Mm-hmm. They've replaced the park, the school playground, even church in some cases, as the place to hang out with friends for today's teens. Now, every generation of young people seems to have had a common place just to go and hang out. I would say social media, by and large, seems to be that place today.
Yeah, I think that's true, Rich. And, you know, you mentioned different locations for those generations gone by. To gather and just hang out with friends, places like the malt shop, the drugstore, parks and parking lots, etc. Using that analogy, if social media could be limited to just those kinds of locations, you know, that you just mentioned, we may not be having this discussion here. And why would I say that? Well, because if today's social media was as innocuous as hanging out at all those places, parks and malt shops, whatnot, everything would be good, but the problem is that social media is too often analogous to hanging out at Fight Club, Nightclub, Fright Club, Strip Club, and social media Billy Club, and that last one was with respect to bullying on the internet, but basically it's too often analogous to hanging out at the seedy side of town at 2 o'clock in the morning, and not just for, you know, being with your closest friends, but their acquaintances and all their unvetted acquaintances and any number of total strangers too.
Well, you know, something that's going to come up in today's conversation is a recent viral YouTube video by a young man named Kobe Person, who actually set out to stalk, if you will, some young women. And this week he's going to be stalking some young men, but he did it with good intention.
And getting paid handsomely for it, too.
Well, he is. But what he was doing, he actually involved these kids' parents in the process to show how easy it is for kids to get lured in and fooled with right or wrong intentions on their part, and how dangerous social media can be and how careful you've got to be. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. We did begin this conversation on our last program, but there has been so much more, including the Kobe Person video that we want to cover, that we asked today's guest if he would come back this week, and miraculously he agreed. Incidentally, if you missed our first conversation, you can find that in our program archives at licensedtoparent.org. Today's guest is Neil Haley. He's the CEO of Total Tutor. He's been working with children for more than 12 years as a classroom teacher, an after-school program director, a behavior specialist, a developmental therapist, an SAT prep coach, and so much more. Total Tutor, by the way, his organization, is an international kindergarten through college tutoring and consulting company. Neil, by the way, is also host of the Total Education Network, which is now heard and viewed in over 180 countries. He writes for several online educational magazines and also works as a social media coach and entrepreneur. In his earlier life, and we mentioned this on the last program, he was a professional wrestler, but that's water under the bridge, and we are thankful for that because he is no longer a threat to our personhood. Neil graduated from La Roche College with a BS in history and obtained his Master's of Education at Duquesne University. He is married to Jennifer, and as is the case with you and with me, Neil is also the father, the proud father of five children.
There you go. Well, Neil, thanks for coming back, brother.
Well, you know, I appreciate asking me to come back to finish up this conversation because, again, as Christian families, what we're battling every day with our kids to tell them, you know, look out for this great technology. It's great to be able to be connected to everyone. Yet there are people that are not honest, that are criminals and very underhanded people that are just waiting to just jump on our kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime, any place. And after our interview, I had several conversations with fathers who are trying to raise their kids to be holy, upright, and they're battling every day to keep them off of these devices, or at least limiting these devices.
Yeah.
So, and it was a technology guy who was a professor at a university in engineering. And he saw, I'm this big time tech guy, yet I'm telling my kids to stay off it. So do you see the battle that we have as parents
to tell
our kids about that? Yeah.
You know, I just can't help but think we've made analogous, playgrounds and mulch shops and things. Is this whole thing an adult playground? I mean, has this kind of technology come out of the scene so quick and hard that we've just kind of carte blanche given this to kids who just are not ready for this?
I believe it's definitely an adult playground because, I blush and I run lots of companies' Twitters, and I'm going through and finding target audiences for clients and looking through. And at times I really have to keep my guard and say, Okay, I have a picture of Jesus right next to me and the crucifix, and keeping that focus on doing my work so I don't get, make the wrong clicks.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I say that you talk about these social media sites, they are pornographic in ways, and yet how they don't really monitor them.
Right.
So imagining a 12, 13, 14 year old, that what they're exposed to compared to what we as kids were exposed to.
Absolutely. And the thing is, parents seem to be as concerned about their kids, quote, fitting in as the kids are these days, particularly when it comes to keeping up with a lot of these digital devices. In the opening, again, we talked about social media being like mall shops or parks or whatever the place where, all the kids hang out these days. But back in my day, I don't remember every kid hanging out at any of these venues in order to fit in. You weren't a social outcast or a freak if you weren't seen at the park every day or at the mall shop. But is this where the analogy breaks down? Is social media really that pertinent to Junior's growing up experience here in 2015 America?
When I think about this and I hear this, I mean, these conversations go on all the time. Well, how we want to say, well, my kids are not going to have a smartphone till maybe 18 years old.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
we'll
consider that. Yet people are going to look at them like they're freaks.
Yeah, well, that's part of the equation as far as being a believer today. As our culture has descended into the pits, to me, that's a small consolation compared to the alternative.
Neil, real quick, we do often talk on this program about the dangers of social media, and more than that, the dangers of unfettered internet access, because there is a lot of dangerous material out there. I want us to talk for a minute, though, about some of the real practical physical dangers that come about, and Kobe Person comes to mind. This is a young man who has been in the news recently. Fox News did an interview with him. He's got a YouTube video that has gone viral. In back in record terms, it was like a gold record. He's probably double ultra platinum or something. He's got 33, 34 million views. Short description of what he has done. With parents' permission, he set up a fake profile on several social media platforms, describing himself as a 15-year-old teenage boy. He is, in fact, I think, in his mid-20s somewhere. I'm not certain.
Yes.
But he set up this profile and worked his way into circles with young girls, got to know them online. They didn't know who he was, but he did know who they were. And he invited them to meet up somewhere. And you can see all of this documented on the video. Now, just so you know, he did this with good intentions and with the parents on hand for that meetup. The young girls didn't know that, but you know, basically it was to provide sort of a scared straight thing and show them how vulnerable they were.
Yeah, he did this with good intentions. There was no, you know, he wasn't doing this for money.
No, there was.
The money was the byproduct.
But talk about these vulnerabilities and the things. I think our kids think that they're way too safe, but we as adults think we're way too safe also.
Well, what they do is a pedophile or let's say someone who's, you know, even like the age of 19 or 20 sets up and pretends there's somebody that they're not. They said it's very easy to go and set up a Facebook account as a fake Facebook account. I'll give you an example because I do lots of celebrity interviews. I am not going to say I go trolling for celebrities, but a lot of celebrities go on personal Facebooks. Yet I'm able to spot when it's a fake one or a real one, so I won't friend them, you know, to make that connection, try to get them on my radio show or an opportunity possibly for some other types of business opportunities. But the people can just go ahead and create a profile. Facebook doesn't go after it. They don't look at any of these things. They don't verify any of this. You know, the word of verification on Twitter where you can be Twitter verified. Well, that's a lot of times paying Twitter or paying some company to do it for them to become verified. But really verifying if it's the person that set up the account in Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, there's no verification. These companies could care less. As long as you put a date of birth in, you put a little information in, you have a profile. Mm-hmm. So what this guy, Kobe Pearson, did, which is really amazing in so many ways, is he put an ad on Craigslist. So the parents that he chose were on Craigslist for some reason. We all know Craigslist used to be an okay place to go, but I wouldn't be utilizing Craigslist anymore. But basically what happens with the whole Craigslist thing is that he spotted parents that might be interested in this, and then he set up profiles. And then from that process, it was set up. I'm going to be, as a person in professional wrestling, tell you, reality television is not always as much reality. If you watch this video, you can see at times it could be a little bit programmed, because as a parent and saying, okay, they're going to meet at this time and they're only 12 years old, I would be absolutely, like, there was one little girl that, okay, when my dad comes asleep, you can come over to my house 11:30 at night. I think those parents at that point have really lost control of their daughter, especially a 12-year-old. So there were 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, and he was a 15-year-old. So that's even bad news in a way with the different age things. Mm-hmm. But each one of them was a kind of this whole thing. But what it teaches us is we don't know who that person is.
That's right.
Trace, I remember you told the story about that dad just caught the guy about a girl about to jump in a car with an older gentleman. And that's through that whole profile situation as all. But when I watched it, I shook my head. And the reason I shook my head is that, you know, Kobe doing this in a lot of ways is waking up parents, but ultimately it's for his gain. But also it's going to teach others, oh, I can do this as well. This is going to be really simple. Mm-hmm. We watch these NBC shows and all these different things where they set up and meet with girl, try to think it's these pedophiles are meeting with 14, 13, 15-year-old girls, and it ends up being a police officer and they're, you know, arrested and all these different things. But as parents, if your kids are doing all of these things behind your back, at that age, there has to be a lot more to this. Yeah. But I, for the parents listening that are the parents to this audience, please do monitor their social media sites and tell them they only can friend or be friends with if you're allowing them at 16, 17 years old to be on these social media sites with people they know.
Yeah. Well, you know,
never somebody they don't know.
As we go along with our discussion, I want to talk about all the different kinds of social media that are out there today, because I think a lot of parents, because they're on Facebook themselves, think that Facebook is still like the go-to place for teens. But that's not true anymore, right?
No. One of the biggest ones now is Twitter. And you would say, and Twitter is the one that is probably the most difficult social media site to understand.
I'm glad to hear you say that because it baffles me, but go right ahead.
I have 17,000+ followers on Twitter, and I figured out this game, and I work with lots of clients to teach them it. But it really, it's algorithms, it's thought process, it's figuring out a target audience. If you're, and it's kind of like, it's such an interesting thing, but what high school kids use it as for is that they'll post different things on Twitter and that people follow each other back, and then they'll instant message them things that can't be monitored by their parents. Mm-hmm. You know, swear words, drug paraphernalia, different types of pictures. We talked about Snapchat on the last show.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter is a big one because Twitter is one that parents aren't going to say, oh, it's just Twitter. I don't understand it. Instagram, I don't understand. It's harmless. We talked about the dangers of Snapchat. Absolutely mm-hmm. not. But Twitter is one of the big ones. And
Instagram,
Vine.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Instagram is another big one. And it's because just think of the picture. And companies are making money out of the wazoo when it comes to when these college kids graduate and they're looking for employment verifications.
Yeah, right.
Just because you posted in, as 16 years old, maybe a picture in a bikini that was maybe a little bit of an inappropriate picture or showing something that really you shouldn't be showing, it never disappears.
Right. Well, you know, I Googled list of social media sites, and then I printed off 225 of them. And on that list of 225 social media sites, I did not see Vine, Snapchat, Yik Yaks, Whisper, or other popular teen sites. And then I Googled top 10 social media sites, and I got a website for top 10 apps. Now, what is an app, and what's the difference between an app and a website? Because there I did find Vine, Snapchat, Yik Yak, and like.
See, apps only go on specifically smartphones, iPads, any types of devices where you can download them. They are not on websites. As I told you, another one that's mm-hmm. big now, I don't think the kids have jumped on it yet, is Periscope, which lots of celebrities are on now, where you can basically film yourself right now. I'll be doing a live Periscope as we do a parenting Q&A show live on 11 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night. And at my website, Toltur.net, and you wouldn't believe, and parents and teachers ask questions, but we have a Periscope where we have the audience being interactive throughout it. But also kids go on saying they're 20, go on this Periscope thing, because you kind of go through and see what's going on. You're like, what? Because, you know, you're inquisitive to say, well, what's going on? And then these older gentlemen are on there trying to mm-hmm. proposition them.
Well, here's a website that every parent should go to. It's Common Sense Media. They give a list of the 15 most popular sites and apps kids are going to. They list texting apps, microblogging apps and sites, self-destructing secret apps, and chatting, meeting, and dating apps on these sites. And the first question I have for you in reference to this is, what is a texting app?
Yes, so they basically can text each other on their iPads or different things like a text.
Okay.
It's interesting they say texting apps. I call it more instant messenger. Do you remember the days of AOL when they had instant messaging?
Yep.
You know, when it was, AOL was the first and only thing out there. Well, this is what these kids are grabbing, and then they just have to, here's the thing, nine-year-olds are on iPads.
Right.
So you just download that thing and you never know who's going to, you know, message with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting when these companies come out with these, but this is a simple way to hide from their parents
right.
what they're doing.
And quite often using the quote tool that their parent has given them to do other things on. We need to take a quick break. This conversation is going to run another hour, and we've only got a few minutes before we're out of time. So let's pause briefly. This is Licensed to Parent, and our guest today is Neil Haley. This is part two of a conversation that began last week. If you have not heard that half of the show, please visit our website at licensedtoparent.org and check out the program archives. Again, Neil Haley, our guest. You will find him online at totaltutor.net. Back with more conversation right after this.
Remember back in the late 80s and early 90s as the internet hit the scene? You know, the information superhighway? We had great hopes that this new knowledge economy would make our teens more aware, diversify their tastes, and improve their verbal skills. But the Enlightenment didn't happen. Technology has had the opposite effect. What once promised great hope for the future is now used to indulge in diversions. The Dumbest Generation by Mark Bauerlein, subtitled How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future, or Don't Trust Anyone Under 30, presents a portrait of the young American mind at this critical juncture, revealing the true cost of the digital age and our last chance to fix it. The Dumbest Generation by Mark Bauerlein, available in the store at licensedtoparent.org. Proceeds benefit the Shepherd's Hill Academy Scholarship Fund.
This is Ken Ham, President and CEO of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum, and I just want to say how much I appreciate Licensed to Parent broadcast. I am so thrilled to know that there are those out there who are standing on the authority of God's Word in this age of compromise, but teaching parents how to build their thinking on the Word of God and to pass on that spiritual legacy to the next generation. So often we see that spiritual legacy being lost, and we need more people listening to broadcasts like Licensed to Parent so that they will know how to pass on that spiritual legacy to the next generation.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit licensedtoparent.org.
Welcome back to Licensed to Parent. Our guest today, Neil Haley. We're talking about social media, and this is part two of a conversation that began last week. Again, you can hear that program, if you missed it, at licensedtoparent.org.
Well, Neil, before the break, we were talking about the different kinds of apps and sites, and we talked about texting apps, Kik, Messenger, Uvu, WhatsApp.
Right.
Then there's micro-blogging apps and sites they mentioned. What's define that and the purpose behind those things? They mentioned Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, and Vine. What's the dangers and the purpose?
So I have Tumblr. Tumblr, you can post all your social media sites in one type of thing. Okay. But guess what? Kids are too smart for parents that they can utilize the worst ones. Snapchat, you might use a texting app. You might do certain things. But for parents to keep it simple, keep them away.
Yeah.
That's the bottom
line.
But
they need to know the terms. So when they hear Instagram, Snapchat, blah, 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 their antenna need to come up and maybe take the device.
They need to check out these 15 apps for sure. But I'm hoping as parents, they understand that the no means no, and teaching them early, because once you give your kids an Instagram account at 9 or 10, oh, we take a bunch of different pictures. And this is a great point to bring up. The pictures that are posted on Instagram, and you're having kids that are in fourth and fifth grade on Instagram, it's dangerous.
It's insane. It's insanity. I mean, the parents want to think the best of their kids, and I understand that, but that's a huge mistake. They should think the truth of their kids. One in three high school kids are sexting. One in three in public school.
Yeah.
So, you know, where does your kid fall in there? You have to think the truth of your child, not just the best of your child.
And by the way, that number is only those who admit it.
Right. I mean, think about this.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this, 40-something parents. Think about this. If you had unlimited access to every perversion under the sun, are you not going to be, and when you were, you know, 12 years old, 14 years old, are you going to be not be, and you're digitally astute, you're not going to be curious and check that out? I'm going to tell you the whole world right now, I would be. I would need a parent or someone to come in and say, you can't have access to this. If you're going to get access to this, you're going to get it outside the front door of our house. I'm not going to be a party to this. So,
you know, one recommendation before, because we're close, I know, to running out of time. You need to become very understand social media, so that guess what, when you hear about these things, keep them away from it. But also, you understand it. So once you allow your high schooler to possibly get a Facebook, you understand Facebook, you know how it works, and you become technologically advanced in these social media sites so that you understand how much they could get away with. So when you're ready to monitor, when you're ready to allow them to do this, if you do, I don't recommend it, but if you cave in, you have to become a social media expert.
Yeah,
because if the kids are smarter than you are, guess what's going to happen? They are going to get away with whatever they want.
That's exactly right.
And it is challenging because of the fact that while Facebook was the go-to place a few years back, teens are fleeing from it now.
Yeah.
And whatever we're talking about today, they'll be on something different down the road.
That's exactly right.
Jim Burns is someone that we recently interviewed for an upcoming program, and he was talking to us about having the conversations early and often about all sorts of things in life. We have to live life with our kids. in order to be able to get through the mire of this and give them good guidance in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And just quickly, I need to wedge this in there just to finish it up. The other app and site were chatting, meeting, and dating apps and sites. MeetMe, Omegle, Scout, and Tinder. I don't know if those ring a bell with you.
Oh, Tinder's very dangerous. Don't even mess with that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I just wanted parents to hear those terms so that if they bump into it, they'll know that it's not something cool for their kids to be involved with. And also, tell parents why cyber snooping on our kids is not the unpardonable sin.
Oh, you have to. You absolutely have to. If you are going to not cave, but it's a point where your spouse is not agreeing with you and says, she's going to have it or he's going to have it, you have to have a rule in your house that anytime I demand to see your phone, I have your access, your passwords, all those things so I can go in and search. And I'm not going to tell you when I'm searching. I'm going to search.
Yep.
And here's the other dangerous thing. If kids have email, they also have video access. That was another story I had with a parent that, you know, allowing your kids to have a Gmail account, they can do Google Hangouts. So you can't stay away from it. So you, at times you're going to have to snoop on the things that seem the most innocent in the world, the Instagrams or let's say the Google Hangouts and see what's going on and see the messaging that's happening and saying, I have the right, as long as you live under my roof, to snoop.
Yep. And
end of discussion.
I think we have got to have parents with that attitude a whole lot more, or we're going to create a generation of Frankensteins if we haven't done that already.
Our guest today has been Neil Haley. Neil, I know you've got to run. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us. You have an open door invitation to come back anytime.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know we can come up with a lot of great other topics involving these parents and what they're dealing with, especially when you talk about the new SAT that's coming out that's really going to drive parents nuts, and the whole college admissions process and all these different things, and even thinking about your kids when they're in college. Don't give up on them at that point, because guess what? Once they get to college, if they go ahead and flunk out after a year because they've been exposed to all these things, you have to teach them the right way once they get to college as well.
Right. And that's a whole other conversation, because I think too many parents are sending their kids off to college and not knowing that they're sending them to a four-year party degree, but anyway, that's another story.
Exactly. Well, thanks again, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil. We'll let you go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Again, Neil Haley, our guest, the CEO of Total Tutor, an international kindergarten through college tutoring and consulting company. Neil is also the host of the Total Education Network, which is heard and viewed in over 180 countries. He writes for several online educational magazines, and as you can tell from today's conversation, also works as a social media coach and an entrepreneur. You can find out more about Neil online at totaltutor.net. And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy. You'll find us online at licensedtoparent.org. While there, you can find archives of past programs, including part one of our conversation with Neil, which aired last week. And you can find information about our blog entitled Insight for Today's Culture. You'll also find links to our parent ministry, Shepherd's Hill Academy. While you're there, would you consider becoming one of our ministry partners? Again, your financial support in any amount helps further the work we do with troubled teens and helps the outreach of Licensed to Parent to moms and dads working hard to keep their kids from becoming troubled teens. Your donations are tax deductible when you click on the donate button at the top of the page at licensedtoparent.org. On behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rossell. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next time to renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. See you next time.